Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MagSRT from Jigsaw Health. MagSRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MagSRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MagSRT, just go to JigsawHealth.com. That's JigsawHealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's JigsawHealth.com and use code HOFFMAN10 for MagSRT, time-released magnesium.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Layla Mutin. Thanks for downloading these podcasts. I enjoy sharing information with you that I'm compelled to, that I think is important, that I think you may find useful, that I hope you may find useful. So, during our Great Awakening, there's a lot going on in the nutrition community too. There's always been the battle of the best diets. What is the best diet? Is it the DASH diet, the Mediterranean diet, the low-fat diet, etc., the flexitarian diet, a vegetarian or a vegan diet? And of course, everybody being on the plant-based bandwagon with regard to climate concerns. And I know that I've written an article. It's if you subscribe to our newsletter, the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, and if you don't, you could just go to DaraHoffman.com and click on read, and there's a bunch of articles that you'll see. Everything that Dr. Hoffman and I post on the Intelligent Medicine newsletter is also at the DaraHoffman.com website. So I've written about eating the rainbow, as of lots of other very prestigious nutrition scientists. You know, we want to choose the cleanest produce possible, right? Organic, local, all of that. So even frozen vegetables, because they're often flash frozen, they hold more of their nutrients as opposed to fresh, non-frozen produce that have traveled a long distance. Right? And I've even advised to make it a habit to eat the rainbow every day to ensure you're getting the benefits of all the antioxidants and phytonutrients contained in the produce. The dark and medium green leafies from spinach, chard, arugula, watercress, romaine, butter lettuces, broccoli, choose the freshest, like with the blue hue. Brussels sprouts, cabbage, kohlrabi, orange colors from carrots, squash, sweet potatoes, peppers, red colors from tomatoes, peppers, beets, radishes, right? Some of these are even superfoods. Maybe you're taking more beets to get that beneficial nitric oxide. Maybe you're having a lot of celery or having a glass of celery juice. If you have hypertension, you know, celery's a huge producer of nitric oxide. More greens, yellows from squash, golden beets, and even whites like cauliflower. Also include radish, cucumber, zucchini, and of course, don't forget your herbs like cilantro, dill, and parsley. Get the blues, blacks, and red colors and orange colors from berries, pomegranate, plum, citrus. In addition to all the other colors. No produce is off limits. But what if you can't eat the rainbow? What if you have certain health conditions like inflammatory bowel disease? Maybe you have rheumatoid arthritis. Maybe you have fibromyalgia. Maybe you have some other kind of chronic ailment. Maybe you have gout. Maybe you have autoimmune disease. I've talked at length here about autoimmunity, which has really been on the uptick in previous podcasts. I believe it was last week, if not the week before. If you didn't catch it, you'll catch it there. But what if we can't eat the rainbow, right? Because plants also contain substances to protect themselves. Plants also contain toxins and anti-nutrients. This is how plants protect themselves. You and me, animals, we can all run away from a predator, right? But plants can't. So they have devised other ways. Let me give you some example. And it's also interesting. Before I go on with these toxins, these anti-nutrients, that the foods that are problematic are the ones that are hardest to digest. And this may be the rainbow. This may be the produce. For example, a FODMAPs diet. If you have small intestinal bacterial overgrowth or some other kind of bloating gas, anything like that, or irritable bowel syndrome, you've been told you have irritable bowel syndrome. You know, I always like to put a question mark at the end of that because it's so often a diagnosis of exclusion. They've excluded, okay, you don't have Crohn's, you don't have colitis, you don't have gastroenteritis, you don't have this, that, the other, you don't have celiac, you have irritable bowel. We don't know what's going on. So let's just call your bowel irritable, right? But maybe because your gut has trouble digesting these hard to digest foods, what are they? You know, if you're suffering from constipation, broccoli may not be your friend. Apples may not be your friend, right? These foods can be hard to digest. I find it interesting that all the FODMAP foods, pretty much, are the carbohydrate foods. Let me give you some examples. Onions, garlic, asparagus, mushrooms, broccoli, cabbage, right? Apples, pears. These are FODMAP foods. Nothing on the list of FODMAPs contains any animal products. Meat, poultry, fish, they're all allowed because these are foods that are easy to digest. Contrary to what you may believe, I've heard patients say to me, oh, I can't eat red meat. It's hard to digest. I don't digest red meat well. It's possible that what you're having trouble digesting is maybe some of the whole grains you're eating, or some of the other vegetables you're eating. It's as part of the rainbow that I just mentioned to you in an article I've written about eating the rainbow, because these are nutritious plant foods. Well, you're not getting the benefits of any of their nutrients if you're having trouble digesting and absorbing them. Another example of a particular diet to follow if you have inflammatory bowel disease, like Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, or any kind of intractable diarrhea, anything like that. The foods that are mostly eliminated are the starches and the double molecule sugars. You know, your sugar-containing foods, your starchy foods, not just refined carbohydrates, but all the grains, and especially the whole grains, your whole wheat, your whole rye, you know, corn is out, brown rice is out, quinoa is out. Even though these are gluten-free, they're all gone because these are problematic in the setting of inflammatory bowel disease. But all the animal foods are allowed, all of them, every last one of them. Why? They're easy to digest. As far as lectin goes, gluten is only one of the lectins that are problematic. There are all kinds of lectins in our plant foods. And when a certain population of patients, they stop eating them, they feel better. Their joint pain goes away. Their bloating goes away. They are no longer plagued with fatigue or other unexplained body aches and pains. Body aches, pains, maybe chronic headache. But going back to how plants protect themselves, let's talk about, you know, if you're prone to kidney stones, you want to go on a low oxalate diet. Some high oxalate containing foods are beets. But Layla, I need beets for nitric oxide. Well, if you're prone to kidney stones, but not just that, maybe you have gout, pseudo gout. Maybe you have unexplained joint pain. Maybe you have arthritis or are prone to unexplained aches and pains, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. Oxalates may be a problem. Maybe, ladies, if you suffer with vulvodynia, that's vaginal pain, vulvodynia around the vulva. A low oxalate diet has been shown to cure that. Maybe you have other genitourinary issues, problems, prone to UTIs. You may benefit from a low oxalate diet. So getting rid of spinach, rhubarb, beets, raspberries, starfruit is extraordinarily high in oxalate. But all these oxalates are contained in the plant foods. Animal protein is virtually no oxalate at all, being safe to eat. Other ways that plants protect themselves are with tannins. Tannins bind to and they irritate the gut lining. And they prevent us from absorbing iron and a very important B vitamin, which is thiamine. That's vitamin B1. And they interfere with digestion. So what contains tannins? Tea leaves. Do you enjoy a cup of Earl Grey or English breakfast tea like I do? There's tannins there. Grape skins. Oh, but Layla, what about the resveratrol in the grapes? Yeah, well, they also contain tannins. Pomegranates. You've heard of what a superfood pomegranate is, right? Are you drinking pomegranate juice? There's tannins there. Cranberries. How many of you are taking cranberry for bladder health, for UTI, to prevent UTI, all of that? There are tannins there if you're having cranberry. There's also salicylates. Salicylates are another way that plants protect themselves. They could be neurotoxic if you have them in very high doses. Get a load of this list of foods: avocados, citrus, grapes, apples, right? And what about saponins? Saponins disrupt membranes. They interfere with digestion. Ginseng contains saponin. Alfalfa sprouts. Licorice roots. And what about other things like thiosulfonates? They interfere with the clotting system, like, you know that garlic can thin the blood, right? Garlic is on the list. Leeks, scallions. But Layla, these are prebiotic foods. These are good for the microbiome. So does the microbiome actually need fiber? You have to think about that. And one of the most heralded in terms of colonic bacteria species, the short chain fatty acid called butyrate. Butyrate nourishes colon cells, protects them against inflammation. That leads many microbiome scientists to believe that soluble fiber is essential to good gut health. How many of you have been advised to take in to eat cooled potatoes, even though they're a nightshade and not great if you have arthritis, or green banana powder, plantain, rice, for the benefit of the short chain fatty acids. But did you know that soluble fiber isn't the only thing that stimulates the gut bacteria to make butyrate? There's some bacteria that turn amino acids in the protein that you eat to butyrate. And by the way, butyrate isn't the only molecule capable of nourishing your colon cells and protecting them. Butyrate molecules are almost identical to beta-hydroxybutyrate, which are ketones. Ketones are an excellent fuel source for colon cells, and they have even more potent anti-inflammatory properties than butyrate. If you're on a ketogenic diet, aka you're eating animal protein mostly, you're getting plenty of beta-hydroxybutyrate, which is an excellent, excellent fuel source for your colon cells. And again, you know, even on a ketogenic diet, your produce intake is limited. When you're first starting and we're going under 20 grams of carbohydrate a day, you're probably not getting more than 2 cups of any kind of produce. And it's certainly not the rainbow that you're getting in that limited bit. Even a paleo diet, you can eat the rainbow on a paleo diet. If you're having trouble, if you're having digestive issues, inflammatory problems, autoimmunity, right? You have to kind of find your way around the rainbow, not maybe indiscriminately eat the rainbow if you're having problems, if you're having symptoms. And remember, your symptoms are communicating with you. Your symptoms are alerting you that something is up. Pay attention. So many people tolerate a wide variety of vegetables and fruits, while others of us are more sensitive. I gave you the example of the FODMAP foods and, you know, broccoli and all that thing, right? And what about those of you, here's another example of a condition, hypothyroidism. You can't eat all those cruciferous vegetables all the time, and you certainly can't put your kale in a smoothie every day, eating raw kale. But vegetables are good for me. No, not if you have this condition, because some of the brassica family of vegetables are problematic. That's your broccoli, cauliflower, kale, bok choy, kohlrabi, cabbage. Yeah. You could burn out your thyroid if you're eating those foods every day, and especially in a raw state. You know about nightshades, white potatoes. But it's a good butyrate source. I just told you what's the best butyrate source, being in ketosis. The beta-hydroxybutyrate caused when you're in a lipolysis, ketosis, fat-burning metabolism. That's the best source. Again, the animal protein and its inherent fats being the food of the least amount of problem or injury to the gut. As I was saying, nightshades, your white potatoes, tomatoes, peppers of all kinds, eggplant, and certainly tobacco. The cruciferous vegetables that I just mentioned, which have anti-thyroid properties. And you know, a lot of things are being made with cassava. A lot of vegetarian, vegan options, gluten-free options, cassava. Cassava produces cyanide. You don't want all of that. So these are the things to be careful of when we're saying we're eating the rainbow, right? So you see, in the setting of certain conditions, it could be quite difficult to eat the rainbow or even a detriment. And I just find it interesting that lately we're seeing the trend of basically focusing more on animal protein, which is very easy to digest, contains all the micronutrients that we need, as well as amino acids, and especially things like organ meats and liver. If we eat that, we're getting basically everything that we need. And all of this is easy to digest. There aren't any saponins or oxalates or not a nightshade, all of those things that can be problematic for many people. Some doctors I've been looking at recently, Dr. Ken Berry, a lot of great information. Dr. Ken Berry has a YouTube, Dr. Anthony Chaffee, who insists that plants are trying to kill us. I know it's really, really kind of inflative the way some of these things are worded and things like that, but I'm just finding all of this very compelling, and I have to say, not without a little cognitive dissonance, but it may be time for us to rethink some things going forward in the world of nutrition during our great awakening. And I, for one, I will tell you that I have a very open mind and would like to listen and learn about all of this and bring it to you as I see fit and appropriate. Thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In. This is Intelligent Medicine.
I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have and should seek the assistance of their health care professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.